This is Sean with Voices of White River Yacht Club. I'm here with Tim Hall, and we're in the third pit, which is, what's the name of the third pit, and how did it get named?
Well, the sandbar here is called Hokahay Island, and we're right behind Harry and Izzy's off of 86th Street, so we're between 86th Street and 465 on up.
And there was a wolf, which is how you named it. So let's hear the story of the wolf.
Oh, Ross Williams' wife's dog was a wolf named Hokahay. They brought Hokahay up to this gravel pit. Hokahay took off, didn't see the wolf again for a week, showed up at their doorstep. But I think Ross and I calmly named it Hokahay Island from that point on.
Does everybody else know the term as well?
I don't know if everybody's adapted to that term, but we kind of are spreading
it. You think a lot of people have named their own places on the river with their own names?
Well, the other little island where we idled through, someone named it Duck Butter Island, and I'll point it out to you when we go back down. But, so there are certain landmarks.
So what are some of the major houses that have history that you could just kind of rattle off that you know that are key places along the river? Going from here back that direction.
That's Bob Boone's category, man. He knows the house. I don't know the houses like Bob Boone knows.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he knows. Yeah, that the old guard. He knows the old stuff. But I kind of know new people that have bought and renovated and turned an older home into a newer home kind of stuff.
So. You mentioned somebody that was within the GOP, possibly, or?
Oh, Rex. Yeah, Rex Early lives on the river. He's been there for years. And I think his son Pat wants to buy his house, and when he's ready to move on and to a retirement home, but Pat wants to be a part of the river. He's a new yacht club member.
All right, what about the RAF race? Let's bring back some memories. Do you have any memories of being involved with the RAF race or being cruising along as it was happening?
No, I was too young for that. I never participated in the WNAP RAF race. WNAP was the radio station, rock and roll radio station before WFBQ. But they always organized a RAF race, and I'm sure there's quite some pictures you could probably get from the Indianapolis Star. But they'd put in at the Landings apartment, they'd float down to Broad Ripple Ramp.
So how old were you when that was going on, and how long do you think it went?
Oh man, I think I was in high school when that was going on. So around 19 in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about the 4th of July, 3rd of July scenarios with the fireworks. What's some of the memories you have of that?
Oh,
and
wow.
Who were you hanging out and watching? Or hanging out with?
I normally watch the fireworks at our family's lake home in northern Indiana, but the fire, and that's a good show, a 30-minute show, but it doesn't hold a candle, the White River Yacht Club fireworks, which is an hour-long show.
And who does it?
Smith.
Okay.
And her husband did it for years, and they do an amazing job. Absolutely, every year.
All right, so you've got two boats. So describe the one we're on and how fast it can go. Just kind of give a little overview for the people that have seen you fly by.
It's a 17-foot Blazer, and I bought it from Jay Henderson's son, Cody Henderson, who had it on the river. And it has a 60-horse jet drive, and it's my favorite boat to go upriver in.
And how fast?
It goes about 30, 35.
Have you... Well, this opens up a whole can. How many things do you think you've hit on the river? How many times do you think you've hit something that it caused a little bit of damage or almost made you fall off?
No, I've never come close to falling off. My dog has fallen off a few times. But I've hit river up north a few times, but nothing kind of bounce and go on.
Nothing too drastic?
No.
But do you know of any stories of, you know, kind of some crazy situations of boats that maybe collided or anything that happened over the years with people that, you know, judged it wrong and then all of a sudden it didn't work out right?
There's been a few. I'd have to think about that, but I know there's been a few collisions. And lately, there's been... a friend of a friend supposedly wasn't paying attention and ran his pontoon boat into the Keystone Bridge and crushed in the front. And he was called up in front of the yacht club meeting, and he was giving a boner flag to fly for 30 days because he wasn't paying attention and crashed into the bridge above.
So you get the boner flag.
You get a boner flag.
That's hilarious. All right, was there anything else you'd like to add just as far as some of your favorite moments yourself just on the river?
Oh, I'd say back in the day we had a slalom course and a jump on the river when we were young and dumb, and those days were pretty fun. So it was before Sandy Point started filling in with debris, but we did a lot of skiing when we were younger, and you're even crazy enough to build a jump and do that. So,
and you always landed all right?
Feet down, head up. Yeah, that's right.
Good. All right. We're going to close this out, and I thank you for your time. And, you know, these will be at voicesofwhiteriveryachtclub.com.
Great. Thank you.